Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. To begin, I want to talk about a remarkable example of creativity meeting technology. The Sci-Fi Nuclear Core Battery Lamp, designed by Technocraft Studio on Instructables. This project brilliantly blends the aesthetics of classic science fiction with functional DIY design, resulting in a lamp that looks like it belongs on a spaceship yet works perfectly in your lounge room. What makes the lamp so fascinating is not just its appearance, but the way it marries artistic flair with technical ingenuity. Crafted from easily accessible materials and assembled using clear step-by-step instructions, this piece really encourages anyone, regardless of their technical skill, to give DIY electronics a go. The lamp's nuclear core isn't actually radioactive, of course, but it does a great job of sparking the imagination and getting people excited about blending art and science. In a time when we're always looking for ways to bring more personality and sustainability into our homes, this project stands out as a great example of functional art. It shows just how much fun and innovation is possible when the maker community comes together to push the boundaries of what's possible. From there, let's pivot to something foundational for so many creators and users: open source graphics. AMD has just rolled out substantial updates to its AMD GPU Display Core, or DC, which includes 70 new patches to improve support for Radeon graphics cards on Linux. This is a significant step forward for people who want high-performance graphics on their Linux desktops without being tied to proprietary solutions. Notably, AMD's continued investment shows a real commitment to making sure that open-source users enjoy access to the best possible visual computing experiences now and into the future. It also supports a more sustainable tech ecosystem, reducing e-waste and encouraging longer hardware lifespans. Next, let's look at the way space technology is making a positive impact here on Earth, especially when it comes to our biggest environmental challenges. The recent Firesat satellite launch in collaboration with Google could be a genuine game changer for wildfire detection. These special microsatellites are equipped with advanced multispectral imaging that can cut through smoke and clouds, detecting small fires that might otherwise go unnoticed. The urgency here is obvious. With bushfires becoming more frequent and severe, being able to spot them early is critical for minimizing damage and protecting lives. This technology could be worth billions, potentially saving environments, livelihoods, and even reducing our carbon footprint by stopping fires before they truly get going. It's a top example of how technology, when applied thoughtfully, really can address some of humanity's oldest and toughest problems. On that note of balancing progress and responsibility, there's big news out of Australia, where the government has launched a new regulatory framework for artificial intelligence. In a pioneering move, Australia now requires any data center powering AI operations to generate, or directly support, the production of enough renewable energy to match their power usage, making sure tech growth doesn't ramp up our environmental debt. The initiative is part of a larger push to address the surging energy needs of AI and large data infrastructures, and it's coupled with the establishment of an Australian Office of AI to provide further guidance, oversight, and accountability. At a moment when AI is pushing fast into every industry and daily life, this kind of forward-thinking policy is likely to become a model for other countries grappling with similar issues. One of the most exciting AI developments I've come across lately, though, is in the world of education. The WOZAD Foundation, founded by Steve Wozniak and Realbotics, have teamed up to develop personalized AI-driven robotic tutors for STEM classrooms. These aren't just chatbots. They're smart, interactive companions that adapt to students' individual learning needs, offering encouragement, feedback, and tailored lessons. In a time when many students face increased isolation and traditional methods sometimes fall short, these robotic tutors could be a powerful way to keep learners engaged. As the project rolls out to more schools, it's certain to provide valuable insights into both the promise and the challenges of using AI in education. But this week's big science update comes from a completely different angle, literally out of this world, with new discoveries from the Hillsborough meteorite, which landed in New Jersey. Detailed studies have revealed the meteorite contains compelling traces of organic chemistry, offering new perspectives on how organic matter may have formed in the early days of our solar system and eventually seeded life on Earth. Research like this highlights why planetary science and astronomy are so crucial, not just for curiosity, but for revealing pieces of our deepest history. A discovery like this reminds us that in trying to understand where we come from, we might also pick up clues about where we're going. Moving from the cosmic scale back down to the digital, global mobile web usage continues its explosive growth. As of July 2025, Mobile devices now account for roughly 64.35% of all web traffic worldwide, up from about 60.61% at the start of 2024. This shift is reshaping how websites, services, and even infrastructure are designed and maintained, with large cloud providers needing to stay on their toes to avoid outages and billing disasters. Speaking of which, AWS customers were hit with a major headache recently, a billing software bug that led to overestimated charges for several users. Confusion spread fast as account holders noticed sky-high bills and tried to make sense of sudden spikes in their charges. But AWS has tracked down the root cause, is issuing refunds, and promises further improvements to avoid similar mix-ups in the future. It's a sharp reminder that as digital infrastructure becomes ever more critical to both business and everyday life, we need strong systems for transparency, accountability, and quick responses when things go wrong. Of course, all this wouldn't be possible without dedicated developers who build and maintain the core technologies we rely on, including the Linux kernel. Linus Torvalds, still very much at the helm, made headlines this week by supporting the use of AI-assisted coding tools within the kernel's development process. Torvalds stressed that AI should be seen as a complement to human creativity and judgment, not a replacement for it. This pragmatic attitude encourages experimentation while still holding AI-generated code to rigorous human standards, which is essential for a project as foundational as the Linux kernel. The open-source community's response has been mostly positive, with many contributors eager to try the new tools, but also keen to maintain the careful peer review that keeps the codebase robust. On the opposite end, there's a lively discussion in the software world after FlatHub, a key Linux app distribution platform, announced a ban on apps built primarily using AI code generators, often called AI slop. The move was prompted by concerns about code quality, project abandonment, and the challenge of moderating an influx of low-effort submissions that make it harder for good software to stand out. Interestingly, an emerging trend is that many of the apps rejected due to the AI slop policy ended development soon after being submitted, fueling debate over the right balance between innovation, quality, and community oversight. We're in uncharted territory, as open-source platforms and their users get to decide where the line sits between helpful automation and over-reliance on generative AI. And while some worry about stifling creativity, others believe this is a necessary move to keep the open-source ecosystem thriving and trustworthy. In another hotly watched field, the AI arms race continues to heat up with the launch of Kimi K3 by Moonshot AI, which positions itself as both a technical leap forward and a serious competitor in the AI model marketplace. Kimi K3 claims significant improvements in performance and affordability compared to previous models, a development that could push established players to rethink their pricing structures and investment strategies. The growing roster of competitive, open, and cost-effective AI models is likely to benefit both developers and businesses who are looking to experiment without breaking the bank. Beyond the technical benchmarks, this signals a maturing market where choice and innovation go hand in hand. Finally, let's talk about technology's intersection with public policy, privacy, and policing, where Flock's recent push for distress detection tech has sparked controversy and raised fundamental ethical questions. Flock, known for its license plate reading systems, tried to bring in an audio surveillance tool that automatically detects sounds linked to human distress, like gunshots or shouting. The ambition was to help police respond more rapidly to dangerous situations, but the rollout came under fire almost immediately when it was revealed that local privacy laws were often ignored in the rush to deploy new tech. Even more concerning, critics pointed out that while the system was justified as a way to fight violent crime, police departments quickly repurposed the technology to monitor less serious incidents. This so-called mission creep saw the tech used for keeping tabs on peaceful protests or minor disturbances, well beyond its original intent, and without meaningful community consultation. Sustained pressure from the public eventually led Flock to pull the plug on the distress detection project entirely. The episode is a stark reminder that as surveillance technology gets more sophisticated, we urgently need to build stronger frameworks for transparency, oversight, and making sure new tech actually serves the public good. Stepping back, these stories all share a common thread. We're living in a time where creativity, responsibility, and technology are more entwined than ever. The pace of innovation is breathtaking, but real progress happens when inspired people and communities make sure new ideas don't just work, but work for everyone. Whether we're talking about lamps that make science fiction a reality, satellites that keep us safe from wildfires, or policies that balance the promise and the perils of AI, the path forward is one built on collaboration, vigilance, and a willingness to rethink what's possible. So, keep your mind open, Stay curious and keep building, because the future really does start now. Thanks for listening.